However, prior to the mid-19th century, whenever someone sent a message by mail, it lacked an important feature common to all posted letters today, the postage stamp. However, prior to the mid-19th century, whenever someone sent a message by mail, it lacked an important feature common to all posted letters today, the postage stamp. When the letter was delivered, often after a long period of time, it was the responsibility of the person receiving the letter to pay for the cost of delivering the message. When the letter was delivered, often after a long period of time, it was the responsibility of the person receiving the letter to pay for the cost of delivering the message. In 1837, the British Postmaster General, Sir Rowland Hill, thought of an idea to prevent people from not paying for delivered mail. In 1837, the British Postmaster General, Sir Rowland Hill, thought of an idea to prevent people from not paying for delivered mail. The idea, part of his post office reforms law, allowed people to mail a half-ounce message anywhere on the British Isles for the price of 1 penny. The idea, part of his post office reforms law, allowed people to mail a half-ounce message anywhere on the British Isles for the price of 1 penny. The picture printed on the stamp was a profile of Queen Victoria, the Queen of England at that time. The picture printed on the stamp was a profile of Queen Victoria, the Queen of England at that time. This improved the way people sent and received messages because it ensured that all mail carried by letter carriers were important enough to be paid for. This improved the way people sent and received messages because it ensured that all mail carried by letter carriers were important enough to be paid for.